tough year for Midland and Sanford and so forth is quite an understatement, I guess I would say. Quite an understatement for sure. Obviously, the failure of those two dams has created a nightmare scenario for that town of 42,000. And joining me now is Terry Trotter, the president and CEO of the Midland Center for the Arts. Terry, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Steve. It's great to be here.
Good to have you here. So give us, for those that haven't, you know, we've seen the pictures, all of us. But
yeah,
it's much different to stand there in the front row and look at it and to touch it and to smell it and you know, and all of the things that go with that. So tell us about the day that everything, you know, came apart, if you will, that the dam broke, and just kind of walk us through the, I don't know, the emotions you went through.
Sure. Well, you know, I think for a lot of folks, the emotions, certainly for me, the first day, the emotions were, you know, wow, what's happening here? Because many of us live and work pretty far outside the floodplain. Of course, we're a river town, so it's not like spring floods are new to us or anything. And
sure,
all of a sudden, we're all getting alerts on our phone going, you need to evacuate, you need to evacuate. We're like, well, this can't apply to me, can it? And so I think for a lot of people, and as I've heard some of my friends, too, that, you know, had their homes evacuated, you know, just this, it was sort of a disbelief. So we got, you know, we got through that, and the water was definitely up to places it had never been before. And so, you know, from there, it was kind of literally wading through things. For us at the center, you know, we weren't even able to get to one of our sites for two full days after the dam broke. So it was, you know, so surrounded by water. That happened on Tuesday evening and through the day on Wednesday. Finally, on Thursday night, we got in by boat to kind of see how, you know, how high the water was. And then finally, Friday morning, we were able to get in to our historical society building.
And so when you look at it now, obviously, first of all, tell the folks what your building is and what it is you do normally, what you offer the community.
Sure. So Midland Center for the Arts is a cultural complex, and it consists of a variety of museums and theaters. So we have a 1,500-seat theater, a 400-seat theater. We have a Museum of Science and Art, and then we have the Midland County Historical Society. And the Historical Society has an 1874 Victorian home. We have a museum to Herbert Henry Dow, talking about the founding of Dow. And then we have a significant research library and a historical archive and collection. All of the facilities got wet. But the main center with the theaters and the Museum of Science and Art got wet mostly just in the basement. Unfortunately, it hit our main power source, and we still are without power there.
And how long has it been?
It's been about 10 days.
and no power still. So, all right. So, I mean, the real question then is, looking forward, obviously the dam's not there anymore. The water control mechanisms aren't there anymore. Maybe someday they'll be rebuilt, but these are not things that happen, you know, in a couple of days or maybe even a couple of years. So what's the future then?
Yeah. So, well, of course, you know, one of the things about the dams not being there is the water's not there either.
Well, right.
You know, in terms of rain and runoff, I think that's a question a lot of us have. Certainly as we are looking at rebuilding and at, you know, bringing things back and you know, how we position all of the different things around the campus, you know, that is a question. What do we have to prepare for in the future? Go ahead.
I was going to say, and what is the answer? What do you have to prepare for? I mean, you know, as these waters come through, the damage is systemic. I mean, you end up with water damage, you end up with mold and mildew and other issues that are lingering. You have damage to the infrastructure, to the streets, the sewer systems, everything takes a pounding in a situation like this, right?
Correct. Yes. And, you know, and for us also damage to our collections. That was a huge issue for us, is we got water into the archives. So many of our historical documents were wet. And artifacts, and so that's a big piece of the recovery that we have to do in addition to the building now, is working to recover those documents and artifacts.
Yeah, so What's that process like? Tell me about that, about going through painstakingly and, okay, this is salvageable, this isn't.
Right.
That's
right.
Got to be difficult, but also it's got to be heartbreaking at times. Well, this piece, whatever it is, I can't salvage this. It's been ruined.
It absolutely is. And I will tell you, that was the emergency process of getting into those documents and those artifacts was really quite something. We had a massive crew of volunteers here, both from the community as well as from the museum field across the state. We had we had 41 people from across the state of Michigan who are museum professionals that dropped everything on their holiday weekend, came to Midland, and actually helped us through that process. They served as crew leaders for us to help triage some of the artifacts. Of course, our curators went through and made the actual call on, do we need to save that, do we not? But the professionals then helped lead teams of folks from the community to make sure that we were transporting the documents appropriately, figuring out which ones were wet, which ones were okay, because we had a two-pronged process. The wet ones we actually sent to freezers over at Saginaw Valley State University.
Freezers?
They have a lot of freezer space. Yes, when you have a wet document, you freeze it.
Really?
And that stops the mold, stops the mildew, and then allows you the best chance for recovery. We will take them through a freeze-drying process and hopefully be able to recover most of those important elements.
Learned something new every day. Terry Trotter here, the president and CEO of the Midland Center for the Arts, trying to rally back, I guess, against the flooding after those dams failed. I just think that's fascinating. Go on.
Yeah, so we'll work on getting the wet items recovered, and then we had to get all of the artifacts out of the building because, as you referenced, now we've got humidity in the 50% to 60%.
Oh,
we've got mold and mildew possibilities and happening, of course. And so all of those documents and artifacts risk being damaged in that environment. So that entire collection had to be moved out as well.
Sure.
So it was quite the process of both the collection as well as the building as well.
Let me ask you this, and obviously you've got all of your challenges for the Midland Center for the Arts, but we've got about 1 minute here. You look around the community, some places hit harder, other places not as much. Everybody feeling the effects, I think, is a fair way to put it. Are you an optimist? What do you think looking down the road? I'll give you the last word.
I am definitely an optimist. I will tell you that what happened in Midland, the devastation was immediately followed by just an incredible a round of community support. Volunteers have been out nonstop. They were out at the center. They have been out at individual homes, churches, the United Way, the Community Foundation. The show of support for neighbors, for organizations, has been incredible. And when you have that kind of support, you will bounce back. You will come back.
Terry, I hope you're right. And I'd like you to come back in the future and give us an update down the road because, you guys are doing your level best, but it's a devastating thing to have happen. And I appreciate you taking the time and putting us in a front row chair there. Thank you, Terry.
Thanks, Steve.
It is the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. Be glad that didn't happen to you. And if it did, we're with you on it. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.